Oh, yeah, it is a beautiful day. That was Jamie Grace on the Praise Network. Kelly has joined me in the studio for Kelly and Coffee. We have our coffee. We have Kelly. And Kelly had kind of a frustrating weekend that I can so relate to. It's like when you go to the store and you have those frustrating experiences at the checkout counter with people who don't want to be friendly, and they don't even want to be there, and they don't want to serve you, and they don't want to help you. But then you met one employee out in the parking lot who changed everything. Tell me about that.
I was having a really bad experience in a store, and
she's saying that very calmly.
I was not in a happy mood when I left, and I went out to the parking lot, and I was getting things in my car, and all of a sudden I heard an, "Excuse me, ma'am, can I help you load your car?" And so it was very nice of him. He didn't have to stop what he was doing and help me, but I thanked him over and over again and told him he was just the nicest employee for helping me.
And then you even called his manager and complimented him to
her.
I
did. I got in the car and thought, I'm going to call and give him a thumbs up for the day. He deserves a gold star. He was a really good helper. So I did.
You know, it makes a big difference, doesn't it? I mean, it really does make a difference. So whatever job you're doing today, you know, if you do it with a good attitude and with a smile on your face, it makes a day go better for you and for other people that you work with too, right?
It sure does. So, it does.
Okay, lesson learned. And we've all had those frustrating experiences. But
yes.
Again, just one person can change everything. So be that person today. Be that person who brightens other people's day. On Tuesdays, Kelly joins us in the studio and shares with us some of our recent listener comments. What do you have for us?
I do, and these, of course, every time I get listener comments, they brighten my day. So keep them coming. I love hearing from you. So the first one is from a listener in La Crosse, and she writes, "I feel more empowered when I listen to the Praise Network. No matter how I'm feeling, when I listen, I instantly feel peace and am uplifted."
You know, again, that is why we're here every single day. That is why we do what we do, why we come in every morning, and just pray that God uses us to connect with people, you know, through the music and through the messages. So that's great.
Yes. And then we have one of our listeners from Onalaska, Quentin. We hear from him every so often. And he writes, "It has gotten me to listen more to the word, and it helps me in many aspects of my life. Plus, praise through worship."
Yeah, that is what it's all about, isn't it?
It is.
Praising through worship and just worshiping God, again, puts everything in perspective, because when we meet grumpy store clerks and employees and all, it does. It can ruin our day. But
yes, and it keeps our focus back on God.
Exactly right.
So that's always a helpful part of our day, at least mine.
Yeah, me too, definitely.
We need
those constant reminders, like, yeah, look here.
And the last one, actually, this was a late afternoon. We had a gentleman stop in.
Oh, okay.
He is a truck driver from Viroqua, and his name is David. And he came in, and he just wanted to say thank you.
Aww.
He said, "Thank you for the great job and getting the greatness of God out to all the people. I hear you when I'm trucking."
Aww.
And so it was just so sweet that he took the time to stop in. I'm sure his days are busy and full in a late afternoon to stop in. But that was really sweet of him.
And like the guy collecting carts out in the parking lot, you know, it didn't take much more time or energy to stop and help you.
Mm-hmm.
And just like Dave, you know, he's out there. I'm sure he's busy, has places to go, but he took time to stop and just say thank you. And that means a whole lot to us to know that God is using the ministry and that people appreciate what he's doing. And then we received a message over the weekend from a listener, and she said, "I just wanted to say thank you for your wonderful ministry." She said, "I have had a busy couple of weeks and with work, and have been just plain worn out, and have had a great thirst to know Christ more and experience his overwhelming peace and joy." She said, "Whenever I drive to work, home, from work or driving between jobs, I always had the radio on and I'm so uplifted with the music and the programs on the station. She said, God has used your ministry in my life, especially the past couple of weeks, to get me focused on Him. Encouraged and joyful before I head into work or wherever I am going. She said, I really appreciate it. Thank you for your commitment to the Lord and for bringing me the encouragement through Christ that I need every single day.
How sweet.
Yeah, so good to hear again that God is using this ministry. It's just that little booster shot that helps us keep going day after day. And we love to hear back from our listeners how God is using it.
Amen.
So appreciate that. Well, Kelly, anything else going on this summer? What do we have coming up?
Well, in July, we have our parking lot party.
I was trying
to get those P words together. Parking lot party with Big Daddy Weave in the Dells.
Yeah, at the Crystal Grand in Wisconsin Dells on Sunday, July 30th, there is going to be a parking lot party and a concert with Big Daddy Weave. It's sponsored by our friends at Northern Christian Alliance. It's going to be a great time, and the idea is that all of our friends can head over there after church. They'll have time to get there, hang out for the afternoon, and then have that concert with Big Daddy Weave. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And also, we have our summer fun promotion.
We do. How many of our listeners love the Happy Dance?
It's still
I'm raising my hand.
It is the number one song right now. I just checked.
Yeah, so they have to send us their Happy Dance videos. So we're getting that all ready to get up on our website.
Mm-hmm. So be practicing your happy dance and be doing those videos, and then you can upload them and have a chance to win some cool prizes this summer. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to seeing those videos.
Yes. And then in August, mark your calendars, because at our Wisconsin State Fair, we have For King and Country and Britt Nicole.
Oh,
so we'll
that's
be giving
be
tickets away.
I love when they have the Christian artist as part of
the
state fair. Very
I
cool.
Do.
And of course, don't forget the cream puffs.
Oh, yeah. Everyone has to have a cream puff. And if they want, hint, hint, they could bring us some back.
I know. We've had listeners do that. Not that we really expect you to do that, but boy, they were sure good.
They go good with coffee.
They do. And Kelly.
Yes.
Kelly and coffee. Kelly, thanks for being in here. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too.